Pablo Miller, good morning to you. And also, we're off to Melbourne this morning via the phone. There is a three-hour time difference. We don't have daylight saving in WA. Want to have a chat to Mike Cameron. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, and hi, Pablo, and thanks for inviting me to speak with you, Chris.
Well, I hope Pablo's got his slip-slop slap on. Karratha, pretty hot this time of year. Mike, just to formally introduce you, there's so much you've done to date. Author, speaker, certified coach, experience in leadership development and business consulting, and I like this a little bit, a lifelong learner with a passion for coaching. That's a lot.
It is. And I've had a fantastic life. I'm still having a fantastic life. I think basically I'd love to talk to you about the sort of three aspects in corporate life and then what I've done in the last 25 years relative to becoming a coach and really a business consultant.
That sounds great, Mike. But first of all, I want to find out what got you into leadership development and business consulting. Was there a catalyst of some sort?
Yeah, there were two catalysts. The first catalyst was I really learned fairly early on in my career that whilst I could have some fantastic ideas, if I couldn't motivate the team that I was working with to actually carry them out, I was either going to burn myself up or I had to actually look at how do I empower them to do things? How do I get them on side? How can I ask them questions which they can buy into? And so that was very early on understanding what leadership really meant. And the other thing, you know, I'm an avid reader. So people like Eisenhower and Stephen Covey and people like that, I read their books. And so that got me understanding, if you like, what leadership was. And business consulting came from when I left my corporate life back in 1998 and went on my own. I became a business consultant based on my years of growing businesses and looking after them within corporate life.